Today we are speaking with Kevin Patterson. He is the CEO of Connect for Health Colorado, and also with Luke Clark, the Director of Communications for Connect for Health Colorado. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having me.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Kevin, like everybody, I'm thinking, okay, December 31st has come and gone. I can't get medical coverage. I don't want to get penalized. But there is a way, actually, for me to still get coverage to go throughout the year. Is that correct?
That is. We decided to go beyond the December 15th cutoff that healthcare.gov did for the federal marketplace. We went past the 31st of December and decided with input from the carriers and the Division of Insurance that January 12th would be a good date for folks to get the right amount of coverage. They would have 11 months of coverage and still have the minimal essential coverage that allows them to fill in the open enrollment period. So they wouldn't be subject to the penalty. They still would have coverage for the year, and they'd be able to have themselves protected and their families protected for a health scare.
I've gone through the website. I've seen different things. And so, you know, I've entered, okay, I'm Susie, you know, I'm 35 years old. I make this much money. And I looked from last year to this year. There has been quite a difference. It seems like it's more affordable this year. How did you all come up with that or make that kind of determination?
Originally, I think people see the premiums go up and they think it's going to be unaffordable. And what we found from research that we did with our customer base is they underestimate what they qualify for. And so they miss the fact that the tax credit actually makes the increase more affordable for them. And so for us, this year we've put in a quick cost plan finder tool and made some improvements so folks can look and see if their doctor's in their network, if their prescription's there, what they need, but they can see what their out-of-pocket costs are, and if they qualify for the tax credit and make the right amounts, you know, they actually can, in some cases, pay less than they did last year.
Okay, and how would I get the tax credit? I mean, is that something that I'm going to get right each month, and then instead of it being $400, I would get a $390 tax credit and only pay $10, or is it something I wouldn't see until 2019, or how does that work?
Oh, great question. So what we have is what they call the APTC, which is an advanced premium tax credit. And so when you come to the exchange, we find out you qualify for assistance, we're able to get your tax credit in advance, which means it lowers the amount of your monthly premium, and you don't have to wait until tax time to get that money back. And so it really does make a big difference in making it affordable for a lot of folks in Colorado.
Now, that's for medical. Would that also cover me for dental and vision? Is it all combined, or are there separate entities for that?
It is separate. We do medical is what we do, the advanced premium tax credit. Dental and vision are things that are separate from that, and the tax credit only works for the medical.
Okay, so there would be a reduced, there would still be some type of reduced rate, though, if I wanted vision or dental, or is that?
It would just be what is available on the exchange. It's not reduced because of the tax credit.
Okay, great. And the other thing I was thinking, how did you all come up with January 12th? You know, some people think the 15th, the 30th, the 1st.
Yeah, that's a good question, too. So what we had worked out between the carriers and the Division of Insurance is just trying to figure out what keeps it from being as confusing to the client as possible and gets us a February 1 start date for the coverage of the insurance. If we had gone any further, we would have pushed it into March and folks would have lost another month of coverage, and we didn't want that to happen. So we felt like this was a pretty good compromise. Go beyond the 31st, give people a chance to get through the holidays and pay for their health insurance, but not miss a whole another month and have 2 months go uninsured. It only has 1 month. And so we felt that was the right approach.
Now, as far as penalties, because I know in the past some people have just been like, I could care less, I'd rather just pay the penalty and not have insurance. So I'll just use me. Coming in February 1st, what, you know, am I going to incur any type of penalty or?
The penalty hits you at tax time when you file the following year. And so what we try to do is just make sure people understand, because I think for folks that are on the western slope, eastern Colorado, further out where premiums have gone up a little bit more and there aren't as many providers out there, I can understand why someone might make the decision that the penalty is an option for them. But I think if you've got good competition in your community and you can find the kind of care that's in a reasonable amount of distance to where you live, you know, I just don't want people to miss an opportunity to actually save some money because they've heard something and it may or may not apply to their situation. And so we have anonymous shopping. You can do free in-person assistance, whether it's a broker or a health coverage guide at a community-based organization. You can look on our website. You can call us for the service center. We have a number of different ways people can get information. So I don't want people to be overwhelmed because it is a very big decision for them to make. So if they want to get some help, we're here to do that for them.
Okay, great. And also, Luke, I'd like to ask you, you're the director of communication. So how has it been, or has there been some type of launch plan into place to get this out to let people know? I know we're here talking with you to say, hey, you know, you haven't missed your opportunity. There's still a window left. Are there other campaigns or different things in place to let people know that there still is an opportunity?
We have a number of campaigns. We have identified through database research, you know, the population that is eligible for the tax credit help, and we know down to the zip code level where they live. So we have a digital campaign that is aimed at them. When they're on the web, they'll see connectforhealthco.com as the place to go to get the health insurance.
Great. And, you know, Kevin, I was thinking of something. We've had a lot of people moving in to Colorado, so some of them are not familiar with how Connect for Health Colorado would work, different things like that, or do I even need to get insurance? Can I just go without? So how does this program actually work?
For a lot of folks that are new, what we try to do is also have a social media campaign, because you can target that pretty well in addition to the you know, just being on the ground. And so digital is a very good way for us to get to folks that may not run into us any other way. And so we're able to cast a pretty wide net at a very good price. And so for us, that's been a key component. But sometimes it is just getting in the packets. You know, we're members of Progressive 15, Action 22, Club 20, the Metro Denver Chamber. So as small businesses are coming in or people are coming into the state, you know, we're part of the conversation with the business community. So we think that that's really important. So we just try to be in places where we know our kinds of customers would be. And so that's really been our approach.
Now, let's say I'm working at the station and I don't want their benefits. Do I have to take my employer's benefits, or can I just go through Connect for Health, or how would that work?
Yeah, if you are offered employer benefits, you have to take those, or if you don't take those, you can't qualify. So it's a sticky situation. And so for smaller companies, you know, the question that they end up asking is, do I offer benefits package or not? Sometimes that tends to be what happens. But for other employers, if there is a benefit that is offered, the employee, the way the law works, it needs to take that, or they don't qualify for the tax credit.
Okay, and I've seen some situations where I know somebody who they have their employer benefits, but they've also been able to use Medicaid or something else to supplement. How does that work as well?
Well, you have to remember that, and especially with Medicaid, it could be two things. It could be just they make a low enough amount that they still would qualify, or it could be a situation where there's a disability or long-term care situation. So there might be some other extenuating circumstance that would allow them to be on the Medicaid side more so, because there's just different avenues. For us, it's just about the federal poverty level, so it's about income.
Great, okay. So Luke, I'm looking for benefits, I need some help. What is the best way? I know you've mentioned the website, is that the best, or are there other ways as well?
That's the easiest way to get started. Connectforhealthco.com, you can look within 10 minutes, know what kind of financial assistance you're likely to qualify for and what health plans are available to you. You can also find free in-person help nearby to where you live, and that's a great way to get started. Talk to an expert who works in this field every day.
So it's someone within my county, or do I need to go to like a main central location that would be downtown someplace? Or
no, we've got representation in all 64 counties, and you can enter your zip code, and the results will come up and recommend help to you, you know, brokers or health coverage guides in your area.
Okay, and are there different, because I did see Kaiser was on the website, so there's a few options I'm thinking as far as where I could get my medical treatment, is that correct?
That's right. We have 7 different health insurance companies. Now, it depends on where you live, who's available to you. Anthem is statewide. The others take a portion of the state that they want to serve.
Okay, so we've covered Kaiser, Anthem. Who are some of the other ones?
They are Bright Health, Cigna, Elevate, Friday Health Plans, and Rocky Mountain Health Plans.
Okay, great. So we're covered there. Okay. Kevin, I'd like to know, okay, so now, you know, coverage has been going. So is it up until midnight on January 12th, or is there a time deadline on the 12th, or how does this work?
We do require folks to at least make the call before midnight. I would encourage folks to try to call a little bit sooner because I would expect that it's going to be a big rush. It always is. And so the last 2 days typically are our highest ones that we see in call volume. So if you can do it before the 12th, it will make your process a little bit easier and take a little bit less of your time. But if you just don't have any other way, you've got to wait until the 12th. We do have until midnight. And if you get in the queue, we'll make sure we get you through.
Great. And if I miss this time, when is the next open enrollment?
We've not actually had it officially set by the feds yet, so it typically starts November 1st. So we have a little time between now and then. So unless there's a birth or a marriage or you've lost coverage at work, you could still come to the exchange in those what we call life-change events. Or if you lose minimal essential coverage in some form or fashion. So even if you don't make it on this on the 12th and something happens in your life, we still have a way to help you through a special enrollment period. So if something changes, just make sure people reach out.
Okay, great. And then going forward, my other question is this going to be every year now? So I'm going to be able to have that extension until the almost second week of January now every year going forward for Connect for Health, or who?
We typically make that decision in conjunction with the Division of Insurance every year. So we've just not come up with those dates yet. I would expect that we would do that sometime towards the middle of the year.
Great. So I guess basically the best thing is people need to get online, get out. Or is there an office as well that they should go to? Or is it best just for them to just go online and register?
I would suggest if they don't know where to start to go online first. A lot of information is there, and then they can decide if they want to go to the in-person assistance that Luke talked about. They want to just call. They want to talk to someone over the phone. We can do it anyway, but I would suggest they start on the website.
Great. Kevin and Luke, thank you so much for your time. I do just want to ask one last thing. Could I get a telephone number in case somebody needs to call, a number, and then also just the website address again?
ConnectForHealthCO.com. 855-752-6749.
So it's 855 Plans for You. Thank you so much, gentlemen, and I appreciate it, and Happy New Year.